Francesca Battistelli, what a beautiful, powerful, inspirational way to start the day. WWIB. Also, thank you to Gary, Jeannie. I mentioned our guest shooter, Jeannie Cromie, coming in from Fall Creek. And Gary's known her many years through church and talks about what a gem she is as a sister in the Lord. And I know she is, absolutely. And we love her as a WIB listener. And boy, he's got great backing. $25 for each of the first four shots, $40 for the fifth, as he and his wife celebrating their 40th anniversary this year. And also, if she makes three or more shots, he'll put in an extra $49 as he's celebrating. If I got it all, because he gave me a lot of information. I think he said 49 years on the same job. So hats off to him. I've been here for a few years, too. So Jason Kantz has been a neuropsychologist at Marshfield Clinic for a few years, and he's in year three of doing these early morning gigs on the radio. We must pay him well, huh? So.
Yeah, you've doubled my salary over time. So.
I think, no, every year we've tripled. No, you didn't see this year we tripled it.
Oh, that's right. We did triple it. It went from zero to zero. So that's good.
We pay you in bacon.
It is something. Yeah. No, you pay me in a relationship that I get to spend time talking with my friend every morning.
So. Yeah. Thank you to, speaking of which, you know what, we try to light the relational fire here for Western Wisconsin and then let it spread. And yesterday, hearing from a listener in the Northland who said that as he listened to it, and then I think even listening back to the podcast, he was inspired. Maybe he heard the whole thing early, but he was inspired and touched by our conversation, which led into the Jason Gray song. And so went and visited a retired pastor friend, but he pointed to, he felt like the Spirit was speaking to him about what to do based on listening to our conversation. So how about them apples? Mm.
That's wonderful. Yeah, you know, if we can encourage that sort of thing, relationship, and you know, it's been so hard in this world right now, I think. I was actually just reflecting on that this morning, just a little bit about how hard, I think, in the last couple of years, keeping up relationship has been. And in any way we can do that, I think it's good.
So I want to maybe we'll get to, and so based on, he was saying he's been enjoying us talking about Colossians. We're working our way through chapter 2, and we may get to even as we chatted, you know, we've got a plan for Galatians to be next. We're working our way through and it's great with scripture and then letters to the beloved. You're having fun with it too?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is maybe the longest we've stuck with anything for a while.
Yes, I know. Thank you. All right. Dan White Jr. wrote a book called Love Over Fear, Facing Monsters, Befriending Enemies, and Healing Our Polarized World. And he's a great follow on social media, isn't he?
He is, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Good, thoughtful content, pretty humble guy. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite follows.
He's been a pastor. He and his wife started something called the Kineo Center, right?
Yep.
And
yeah, I think that's what, in Puerto Rico or something like that.
Yeah, it's a place for people to get away and kind of, especially for those who've been in ministry. And so it seems, but he, I shared something from him yesterday. I want us to chew on this bone here this morning. I said, I think in so many of our relational settings, this is what love looks like. Dan writes, learning to listen, really listen, might be the most countercultural character we can develop these days. And goes on to say, sit still, make eye contact, be curious. This is in honor of our friend Larry Crabb. Ask inquisitive questions, don't interrupt, and show compassion. I mean, that's just, I'm carrying that with me, Jason. That is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. We've talked some about the importance of listening. And I think listening well becomes something that's really missing a lot in our society. We a lot of times listen to respond rather than listen to understand. And, you know, so often we meet people who have different stories than ours. In fact, arguably, every person has a different story. And if we're listening to correct, or if we're listening to respond, we're missing the other person. We're not loving them well if that's how we are choosing to respond. And, you know, so I think what Dan is saying there, that making eye contact, listening with curiosity, asking good questions, I think all of those are really important in terms of relational bonds.
Now, think about how much, I mean, we're both passionate communicators. I mean, how do you feel when somebody, and it can start with your spouse or branch out, but how do you feel when somebody really listens to you? I mean, you totally feel love, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. That was exactly the word that came to mind, is feeling loved and valued, for sure.
But it is a high calling, and again, I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to say, I just know being a passionate communicator, but there's that challenge, you know, that James 1:19, be quick to listen, two ears, slow to speak, one mouth, slow to become angry. And for us passionate communicator types to just zip the lip and engage in, and that's why I may, if not get a tattoo, just write these in ink on my hand. So
there you go. Sounds like a good plan.
All right. Thank you, friend. Have a great day.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon.
My partner, not in crime, but in fun, in relationship, and inspiration and infotainment for the early riser at 5:45 on something we call the best 5 minutes of the day is Jason Cans, and his oldest of three kids has a birthday today, and we've got him back. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so my eldest, Grace, turns 22 today, so that's very exciting. It's hard to believe that she's an adult, like a fully-fledged adult and married and out of the house, but I posted a picture of her when she was just a little Jasper this morning, so that was fun. Yeah.
Well, yeah, fantastic. And, in fact, she's got a birthday fundraiser, and she's turning 22, so I'm going to give $22 to her. She says, for my birthday this year, I'm asking for donations to the Trevor Project, and people can learn more about that. But I thought that was great, you using her birthday, saying, hey, I want to use this, call attention. If you love me, appreciate me, give toward this cause, so...
Yeah, she's a good kid.
All right, well, anyhow, I felt bad we didn't get into the 5 minutes, so thank you for being available.
Thank you for calling.
All right, there we go. Happy birthday, Grace Risen, 22 today, and have your best birthday yet. Jeannie Cromie, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
You've come back here as a guest shooter multiple years. Your friends even ask, hey, you're going to be on the radio, and
yes.
So thank you for coming in to raise money for Women Incorporated. Gary Volbrecht, apparently somebody you know.
Yes.
Over many years.
Yes.
He says you're a great sister in Christ, and he is pledging $25 for each of your first four shots, then $40 for your fifth because he and his wife celebrating their 40th anniversary.
Him and Carlene.
Yes. And then beyond that, though, he says if you make three or more, an extra $49 because he's celebrating 49 years in the same job.
Wow.
I know. That's a lot. And so he was very generous.
They're both incredible people at church.
Well, it sounds like a mutual admiration society, and that's a great thing. So, well, Jeannie, thanks for being here. We'll let you warm up a little bit. So, Jeannie, we know you're a regular WIB listener, but again, it's the tax season, and so a very busy time for you.
Very busy. This time of year, I go to work and I hear, you know, Compassion Radio. It's early, so I don't get to hear your show much.
What time do you usually get to the? Get to the job site?
Usually by 5:30,
okay.
Something like that.
Yeah. And by the time you're getting home?
At 5:30, 6.
Long day. So you look forward, is there a big, like, accountants celebrate when April 15th, April 16th?
It's actually April 18th this year. So
okay.
Easter weekend is kind of a
good celebration.
Bummer.
Very good. But you appreciate the ministry of WIB, and that's why you're glad to come in and help us raise support here.
That's right.
All right.
It's great to hear, you know, good music, especially driving to and from work.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, having your morning devotions in the car on the way to work.
There you go. Do you have a favorite artist?
Not really.
Not really. No. All right. So I'm going to play a little Blake Shelton, Save Your Shadow, and hopefully you like this one. It's one of my mom's favorites since she listens to the live stream in Milwaukee, WIB.com. Good morning, everybody. All right. Let's fire up things here for Jeannie. We've got Mona, $2 per made basket. Cody, a $2 flat pledge. Gary is $25 for each of the first four. 40 for the fifth one. And if you make three or more, he'll throw in an extra 49 in honor of 49 years at the same job. Thank you so much, Gary. Vicky, $1 per make, but two per basket if you make the second one. And Cindy, generously donating $10 per made basket on the first four and 21 for the fifth in honor of her 61st birthday. I think I covered it.
I think my Bible study ladies have let me down.
Ah, boy. All right, well, let's see. If they can come in on the heel, maybe they want to wait till after you. I don't know. Usually it's on the early side. So, all right. And we have a birthday that I forgot to. Happy birthday to Janie Heer, daughter-in-law of Birthday Bob and Rice Lake, co-owners of the Roots Coffee Company in Cumberland. So my apologies for not getting out earlier. It came in at about 6:20. Jeannie Cromie from Fall Creek, fire it up. Here we go. First one. Off the backboard and in. It was a combination of both shooters I saw yesterday morning. One ball, hand on each side, and now she's going one-handed. A little different approach, and she's 2 for 2. She's tearing it up. The accountant from Fall Creek. Underhands. Oh, she's altered the approach on all three shots, like she said. This is unconventional. Now she's going a little different. Maybe we could go back to the style on the first two. All right. Here she is, 2 for 4. Oh, and it falls out. Well, 2 out of 5 is where we finish. Jeannie, the post-shooting conversation. You were tearing it up in the beginning.
Yeah, I think that ball just didn't like me.
Oh, is that what
it was? Somebody has to collect the balls off the floor.
Yeah, I'll do that. I've got practice as a ball boy. So, all right. Very good. Well, hey, thank you. We'll tally the numbers here and let you know, because you generously said you're going to try to match all that. And we'll find out who our winner is of the Action City passes. Jeannie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Caleb, good morning.
Good morning.
I think if we can work at it here this morning, we can maybe start our song showdown. What do you
think? I think we could. Yeah. I think we could.
I think we've got, yeah. So a couple of matchups, like one between 7:15 and 7:45, another 8:15 to 8:45. So this could be a lot of fun. The listeners really getting into this.
Yes. And again, if you haven't sent, we messaged some of you last night. If you haven't sent your five songs yet, mm-hmm. you can still do that. And again, we'll just back your matchup off a little bit.
Right.
Until we do it. But this is what you do. You send us to 715-396-1670. Text it in. That works best.
Yeah.
Send in your five songs in the order you would want them played. So, of course,
right.
your first song would be the song in the opening round. If you make it all the way through to the championship, that would be your fifth song. So you decide what order and strength of songs you want. But five songs from you is what we need if we told you that you are in this bracket.
It has been very interesting for me. I was writing down these last night, and I'm like, really? Okay. I mean, because it is like you got to win one round to get on to the next. Right.
Yeah, that's the tough decision. Yeah, so this is a lot of fun. I know a lot of you guys were really thinking about this. I will put this out there right now. So again, we have the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page. We've migrated over to the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, uh-huh. so you guys can actually see our posts more. So again, it's a private group. We'll let you in if you request membership in that. That will give you an extra chance to vote. So you get a bonus vote if you are part of that group and decide to vote over there. So the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group is the way to go. Only way to vote on social media.
All right. It is the Song Showdown and the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb, we threw this out last week. We'd been talking about it behind the scenes for months and finally brought it to the listeners. In the past, on multiple occasions, we've had songs battle, but never before artists where if you move on in the tournament, a field of 32, you've got to have a different song from that artist in the second and third and potentially fifth and final round. So
that's what I love about this, because it adds some strategy to it.
It does. I'll tell you what, I find myself disagreeing with some of the direction people are going, but they're the ones managing it, not yours truly. So a 1 seed, the Newsboys, against an 8 seed, Johnny Cash. Sherry and Bloomer with the Newsboys. That'll be song number 2, we believe. But batting leadoff, Frank has chosen Johnny Cash, and what's the song?
The song is If We Never Meet Again, This Side of Heaven by Johnny Cash, and it's from an album I didn't even realize he had called My Mother's Hymn Book. So I'm really excited to hear this
one. I think it's his last album.
Yeah, very, very cool. So anyway, we will play both of these, and here are the ways you can vote. You can text us at 715-396-1670 with your vote. One vote per person, but again, you can vote as families. Sometimes those uh-huh. might be split votes, but again, it's just kind of on
right.
your honor there. But also, if you join the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, you can get a bonus vote there. So you actually can vote twice, but you have to join not our Facebook page, because we're eliminating that. We're going to a Facebook group, the WWIB Wake Up Show on Facebook for a bonus chance to vote. But let's dive right in here. Our first song from Frank. This is Johnny Cash, If We Never Meet Again, This Side of Heaven. Take a listen and vote.
And where separation comes no more, if we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on that beautiful shore.
Wow, that is just iconic. That's a tough matchup.
Comforting,
and again,
very comforting, right?
Yeah, Johnny Cash, If We Never Meet Again, This Side of Heaven, that's song number one. Now we're going to play song number two by the Newsboys, We Believe, and you can vote for either one up until 7:45. Bonus vote on the new WWIB Wake Up Show, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. So not the page, but the Facebook group. You can vote there for an extra vote.
The talk and text line, 396-1670.
Yes, 715-396-1670. Who do you vote for? Johnny Cash, If We Never Meet Again, This Side of Heaven, or song number two coming at you right now, the Newsboys, We Believe. Who moves on in our CCM Song Showdown here on the WIB Wake Up Show? All right, so updating you now again on our inaugural CCM Song Showdown here in the WIB Wake Up Show. The matchup is this. Johnny Cash, If We Never Meet Again, This Side of Heaven, from My Mother's Hymn Book. And you think that may be his very last ever album.
That's what Frank told us.
Yeah, so this is from Frank. And then on the other side, we got the Powerhouse and the Newsboys with We Believe. And that's from Sherry from Bloomer, I believe. And with about 12 minutes left to vote right now, counting up the votes on our WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group where you can get a bonus vote, I have Johnny Cash up by one over there.
And so he's up nine. One. He's up nine on the text line.
Johnny Cash is up 10 votes. Wow.
Now, what often happens is when people hear this, they rally to the underdog. We'll see if that happens for the Newsboys, voting for another 15 minutes.
And I would have thought that Johnny Cash was the underdog, too.
Right.
But, man, up by 10 votes. So, again, you've got 11 minutes left. Here's how you vote. 715-396-1670, text. And, again, it's on your honor. You can vote as a family, whether it be split or all for one. But, again, that's just honor system there. 396-1670, text us. But also a bonus vote if you haven't yet joined our all-new WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. It's under the WWI. IB Wake Up Show on Facebook. You can get a bonus vote over there, but that's the only way to vote via social media. This is fun.
And if you're a fan of the show, we'd love to have you in that group. Yeah, this is great.
Johnny Cash is up 8 votes right now with 30 seconds left between Johnny Cash, If We Never Meet Again, This Side of Heaven, versus the Newsboys, We Believe. 30 seconds to vote. We'll tell you the results coming up in just a few minutes.
The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. And congratulations to Frank and Johnny Cash. Johnny in our first song showdown. An underdog, but leads throughout and defeats the Newsboys. Thank you so much for those who listened and voted, either in the brand new WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, which you're invited to be a part of, and also on the talk and text line at 396-1670. Johnny Cash moves on.
It was really tight at the end. There was a flurry for the Newsboys, but Johnny Cash, the underdog, pulls it out. That's fantastic. Well, maybe not dogs, but we're talking goats and lambs and baby chicks and all sorts of fun things. Farmer John from Govan's Farm joins us live here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Farmer John, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have
I'm kind of holding the phone out a little bit away from my ear, hoping you can hear the mother goat calling for her babies in the background.
I can hear that, and it is lambing season again. So, as always, what a wonderful time. To me, that signals spring is when Govan's lambing barn is open, and we're gearing up for opening weekend here, Farmer John, and we're inviting everybody to come on out. And again, if it's been a long, hard, cold winter for you, this signals, hey, spring is here, new life is starting. What a great opportunity for the family to come out and enjoy some farm animals.
It is. It's our favorite time of the year because we get lots of new babies. The weather finally started cooperating with us, so we managed to get the barn painted yesterday. So we'll be ready. I don't know how we get it done, but we always manage to.
Exactly.
I've been trying to chase this mother goat around to get her back in with her babies, but we'll get it in a little bit. I think we've got about 8 born this morning so far.
John, we talk about
lots more today.
Family fun and family memories. I mean, that's what this is all about. It seems the lambing barn and the baby farm animals and so many goodies to go with it. Great memories for the family, right?
Absolutely, and we are into our second generation of customers now. And that's just so exciting when somebody comes back with a baby and said, I came here when I was little, and this is a family tradition for us.
Absolutely. And maybe for folks who aren't familiar, regale us with the different baby farm animals that they can see and hold and cuddle with when they come out here opening weekend.
This year we'll have sheep and goats. We hope to have a litter of pigs in. Her due date is today, so I'm most likely she'll have a litter of pigs for us by Saturday, and then we expect a litter every day, every week to be fresh. We get baby chicks in every year. And something that's a little bit different is the baby pony is a little bit older now. She was actually born on October 29th, but we expect to have her in the barn too. Little female, actually a mule. And our granddaughter named it George, even though it's a girl.
Granddaughter privileges there.
Absolutely.
And again, people can check your website at govinsfarm.com. You got all the information there for the various dates and be planning. You know, if they can't make it one, maybe they'll make it another one, right?
Absolutely. In fact, we're going to be open 5 weekends this year. Easter will be our last weekend open. We'll be open Good Friday and Saturday, but not Easter Sunday because that's saved for families.
Absolutely. And again, folks can get their tickets at govinsfarm.com online or get them right at the barn, Govins Farm in Menominee. And finally, as we finish up here, Farmer John, it's all these baby animals that folks can cuddle, which is so wonderful in a world kind of filled with screens. And they're not evil. They're not wrong. But sometimes it's good to get the kids out and actually experiencing nature, experiencing the wonder of new life and all sorts of things, not just the baby animals, but you have a giant slide. You have wonderful. I mean, honestly, the concessions is where I kind of gravitate to when I go out. You just so many things for a full day of family entertainment.
You've just got to make sure and get those donuts and kettle corn.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Absolutely. And weather permitting, let's throw in there, there's pony rides for the kids too.
Sure. Absolutely. So again, opportunities here starting this weekend and then going through the Saturday before Easter, govinsfarm.com, or get your tickets right at the barn. Govins Farm Menominee. Farmer John, great to talk with you again. And you know what? I know you're probably going dawn till dusk and even beyond with all the baby animals being born, but you work so hard to provide a wonderful experience for families. We thank you for that and hope it's the best year ever.
Well, thank you. And I'm so glad you called this morning.
Farmer John from Govins Farm. Again, govinsfarm.com to get all the information.
Alvo and Caleb, WWIB on a Wednesday, the 16th of March. It's our song showdown. The Newsboys are already out. If you're joining us late, Johnny Cash ousting the Newsboys. Yeah, it happened between 7:15 and 7:45 this morning. So Frank has Johnny Cash. They move on. Sorry, Sherry in Bloomer. Meanwhile, matchup two today. We'll have two a day. It's Holly and Phillips with Franny B. She's a two seed. Against Michael W. Smith, nominated for Mike in La Crosse. Michael W. a little lower down, more like about a 7 seed. So we're ready to go.
And again, you can vote by text at 715-396-1670. Family votes are just fine. Again, it's just honor system there. But you also can get a bonus vote on the WIB Wake Up Show, the WWIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Not a page, a Facebook group. Ask to join that. We have some people already voting for Waymaker, who's out to an early two-vote lead. But let's hear Francesca Battistelli's song one, This Is The Stuff, a classic here on WWIB. Michael W. Smith, song number two in our song showdown here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Second matchup of the day. If you missed it earlier, Johnny Cash with the upset knocked off the Newsboys in our first matchup. This is Francesca Battistelli, This Is The Stuff, versus the song you just heard, Waymaker by Michael W. Smith. And the votes already coming in thick and fast, Alvo, and still trying to tally these up. Waymaker jumped out to an early lead, but then we're seeing some family votes jumping in for Franny B, and that's making a difference here on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. And, of course, folks can get a bonus vote there, but then they can text their vote in at 715-396-1670.
And at the 396-1670 voting area, once Michael W. Smith's song got on, he started to rally some. So on this side, he's within three of Franny B.
All right, we will update you around the weather. We're going to talk with Derek Loffenberg, our guest shooter for Hope and Hoops, as well about sleep and heavenly peace and also his confidence level in going 5 for 5 today. Well, it is another Hope and Hoops Day and Action City Day, a chance to win some prizes from Action City for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. And coming in to support this ministry, another great ministry in the Chippewa Valley, Sleep and Heavenly Peace Chapter President from Chippewa County, Derek Loffenberg, joins us. Derek, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Now, again, you got involved with Sleep in Heavenly Peace. We were able to even have a bed build here for one of our parking lot picnics last summer. Looking forward to that again. But there's been so much going on in between that, including a deployment. You were gone for how many months?
I was gone for 4 months
for
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, and so, again, you've got some great folks that were kind of running the ship while you were gone, too, but great to have you back, and we thank you for your service. And, wow, you kind of hit the ground with both feet running once you got back with all the bed builds that you guys are doing.
Yeah, we've had two different builds, so we've built 30 beds since I've come back, and then we've delivered 135 beds in the local area since we started.
Wow.
Just delivered six yesterday again. Hmm. Our most recent build was with the FFA from Chippewa High School. And we have 12 new chapters training in nationwide this month, which will get us over 300 chapters nationwide.
Wow. And again, for people who may not be familiar with Sleep in Heavenly Peace, maybe they're new to the area, what is it that you guys do?
So we provide beds to kids who sleep in less than desirable conditions. So we supply the bed frame, the mattress, the pillow, the linens, the quilts. We have different churches that, you know, get together. They make the quilts for us. Mm.
Derek, you're so busy. A Northwestern Mutual agent by day, the Sleep in Heavenly Peace deal, the deployment to Saudi. I mean, I'm like, you make me want to sleep just knowing your schedule. How do you do it?
You know, just be passionate about it. You know, all of them have different places in my life. All of them motivate me in different ways. And so it's very easy to just keep going with each one of them.
That's awesome.
And it was great to be able to partner with you guys last year. Saw you at the fair, at One Fest, and then, of course, for the parking lot picnic. Uh-huh. And again, you guys have this passion. Mark and I were actually very uh-huh. blessed to be able to go on one of these bed builds and see the faces, the feelings uh-huh. of these children when they don't have a bed. That, I mean, we just can't comprehend it sometimes, what it means to not have your own bed to sleep on. And so some of these kids, when you say less than desirable, it can be some really, really bad conditions that some of these children are in. And so to have that security blanket, literally and figuratively, of their own bed can really, really be transforming in a child's life.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I had the opportunity to go on a delivery. It's been a while since I've been able to go. We delivered five, and two of the kids just jumped right in and just huge smiles and hugged us, and it was great.
It's like, to me, it's like a self-esteem boost. It's like, I'm not just on a mattress on the floor. Like, wow, I'm worthy of it, you know?
Yeah, it's a sense of comfort, sense of protection, mm-hmm. Great psychological benefits.
Right.
So. I mean, it's just huge. And for a child to have something that is their own, because again, I would just encourage folks to get involved with Sleep in Heavenly Peace and learn more about this, because until maybe you walk into one of those homes, you might not realize some of the conditions that these children are in. And so to be able to... whether you're on a bed delivery and able to see the kids face to face, or just partner with Sleep in Heavenly Peace for a bed build, and actually you guys have the process just down to a T, so that folks with no mechanical or woodworking aptitude can help with these. It's just a really, really powerful thing to be able to say, I'm helping a child. I'm making a difference in a child's life.
Right. And a great way to just kind of, you know, if you're not sure if you want to get involved, but kind of want to see what we're up to in the community, if you go on Facebook and look up Sleep in Heavenly Peace, Wisconsin, Chippewa County, that's a great way to see where our builds are. Look at the deliveries. You know, when we receive large donations, we just received a large one from Lowe's, $4,000. So mm-hmm. we were able to purchase more tools with that to make the process easier, make sure everybody has, you know, fun at it and can get involved in every way.
And Kayla, let me just add, when you look at their online presence, their website, from the first time I did, like the organization, it's so clear in terms of the chapters, the breakdown from the top to the bottom, just so well organized, everything you guys do. So a lot of respect for you guys in that regard. So
yeah, we have a great headquarters.
You do. You have a great system.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we have about 5 minutes left in voting for our matchup between Francesca Battistelli, This Is the Stuff, and our song Showdown versus Waymaker by Michael W. Smith. You can use the same number to vote as you can to pledge for Hope and Hoops, as Derek, again, a wonderful ministry with Sleep in Heavenly Peace here locally, is also supporting our ministry here at Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster and shooting for Hope and Hoops. So that's coming up in about 10 minutes here on the WIB Wake Up Show. So we would love to have your support with a pledge at 715-396-1670, or you can go online to wwib.com/hope. Derek Loffenberg from Sleep in Heavenly Peace. If your pledge is a suggested $45 or more, ask for this album from Matt Maher. Quickly back to Derek Loffenberg here from Sleep in Heavenly Peace, as we're trying to drum up just a few last second pledges here at 715-396-1670. Again, you said, hey, I'm not really a baller, but you've been warming up. How do you feel about our little Tykes hoop here in studio?
Well, I'm 2 for 2, so I had to quit so I don't wear myself out.
You don't want to use up all your makes too early.
Exactly.
He'll be taking 5 shots in just a few minutes. 715-396-1670 or wib.com/hope to pledge for Hope and Hoops. All of your gifts go to support 20 Christ-centered, gospel-driven programs here in WWIB that are not able to pay for their own airtime. So we thank you for your wonderful giving. We're going to give back to one of you a little thank you prize of some Action City passes as well. That's coming up right after Derek Law. Offenberg's shoots Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Again, you can check out their website, their Facebook page as well for Sleep in Heavenly Peace Wisconsin here in Chippewa County to see what they're up to, making sure that no child, no kid sleeps on the floor in our town. And Derek, of course, serves our country as well in the military. It's that time, Hope and Hoops. You can get in a last-second pledge, sneak it in under the wire, put yourself in the running for those Action City passes, 715-396-1670. Join Mona, Cody, Juanita, and Vicky, who've all pledged so far. Derek Loffenberg from Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Derek, are you ready to do this?
You bet. We'll try.
Right. Let's go to the line. Halvo?
All right.
You do the play-by-play
we
today.
We got it. All right. Micah Birch tore it up here recently from Sleep in Heavenly Peace, right?
Yeah, he went 5 for 5.
Okay, well,
looked,
you know.
It looked easy. But now, I mean, he was representing Leading with Power, not Sleep in Heavenly Peace. But, yeah, he balled a little bit back
right,
in the day in Altoona.
True.
And, yeah, he definitely had that muscle memory. So
he does work well with Derek in the Sleep in Heavenly Peace as well as Leading with Power and at Northwestern Mutual. All right, Derek, we're ready for you. The first one, the one-hander off a little bit to the left, but he's got 4 more left. The second shot, the one-handed toss, banks it
there
in.
There you go.
The bank is open. 3 more to go. Derek got it. Swish.
Nice.
2 more shots to go. He's 2 out of 3. It's up and, oh, banked it in again.
He's
3 out of 4.
Now.
Yeah, 3 in a row. He's going to close it out, swishing it. Alternating bank, swish for 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. Let's get a little post-game reaction here from Derek Loffenberg from Sleep in Heavenly Peace. And you know what? The toughest thing with this on the Little Tykes hoop here in studio for Hope and Hoops is when the first one doesn't go in, you got to lock in. And you did that and made 4 straight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all confidence was flushed down once I saw it bounce off the Little Tykes rim.
But then, you were just off to the left the first one, but after that, bank, swish, bank, swish.
Yeah, for sure.
Mental fortitude for sure. Well done. And again, Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Remind people how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to find out more about ways they can volunteer financially or be part of a bed build or bed deliveries. How do they best get in touch with Sleep in Heavenly Peace in your ministry?
So if we go on Facebook and look up Sleep in Heavenly Peace, Wisconsin, Chippewa County. Otherwise, if you want to see it nationwide and find our chapter specifically or chapter closer to you, just go to shpbeds.org.
Derek, great to see you again. And I know we're going to see you again at a parking lot picnic this summer, but we're just very thankful. We're praying for you and your safe return when you were deployed. And great to have you back here again in studio. And don't be a stranger. I'm sure we'll see you again soon.
Absolutely.
Derek,
thanks for the invite.
When we say thank you for your service, we mean it twice. So thank you.
Thank you.